what's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher? Who in the habanero hell want to work today except Paula Deen? You Negroes are crazy. I couldn't even afford to have a whole hangover yesterday because I had to work today. Between that and there was no vodka. Did y'all hear about the thieves making off with $1.1 million worth of vodka from a warehouse in the Miami area?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, when I first heard this story, y'all, I just knew the police would follow the empty bottles of vodka to Casey and JoJo's Green Room. But nope, Bottles and James are not suspects. Contender 3 and 4, Casey and JoJo. They made my list because there's no doubt in my mind they've been through $1.1 million worth of vodka in their lifetime. Yeah. Or their last tour. Contender number 5, Mark Owens.
Who?
Now, y'all don't know who Mark Owens is.
Who is that?
Now, Mark Owens, I see y'all waiting for. Now, Mark Owens is the president of the Spirits of Czar's Vodka, the distilled Ukraine vodka that was stolen from the warehouse.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
$1.1 million worth of that vodka was stolen. You know how much he gave out for the reward money?
How much?
$5,000.
What?
That was the reward. That's the reward to find $1 million worth of vodka.
Something.
Is he crazy? $5,000 worth for $1 million? That's like putting spinners on a new Bugatti. I mean, how good is this vodka if you're offering $5,000 for $1 million worth? I mean, they didn't catch the suspect before yesterday, then it's a wrap because those thieves had an Independence Day sale. They were like, this ain't some rock, but I'll give you 2 for $20. This ain't absolute, but shoot, I'll give you 2 for $20. This ain't Grey Goose, but for 2 for $20, you can get loose. Contender number 6. The Long Ranger. Did y'all know the movie The Long Ranger made $9.6 million?
That's it?
No.
You know how much it cost to make the movie?
How much?
$225 million.
Uh-oh.
Now, Tyler Perry would have made the movie for $9.6 million, call it The Lone Madea, and made $225 million. Man, that's hustling. Dennis Rodman, you are the Bama of the week. Week. You called it. Kim Jong-un's black best friend said he should be a contender for the Nobel Peace Prize for his talks with the North Korean leader. Now, I don't know about the Nobel Peace Prize, but you definitely won the Negro Please Prize. Dennis Rodman, you are the Bama of the week. Now, let me get back to half of this hangover.